Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Mem Aleph. Picking up Mem Aleph, seven lines down, continuing on with sick concepts. Here we go. I don't mean like this is sick, bro. I mean like people that are sick. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Ein echol omid b'chelyo, ad shemochen lo kol al kol avonosav. A person who's sick doesn't get out of his sickness until he is forgiven of all of his sins. Shenemar pasuk says, "Hasolech lechol avonechi harofi lechol tachluaychi," who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. So we see that these things work together. Rav Hamnuna Amar, he says, "Choser limei alumav." He goes back to the days of his youth. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, "Utafash b'saro minar." His flesh. His skin is going to end up being very, very fresh. Yashul Almunov is going to go back to the days of his youth. Kol Mishkavu Afachta Bechelyo, and we have another pasuk about this, says, you have upset all of his bedding through his illness. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lomek Demishakach Limudo, all of his learning be forgotten. This is like a nicely made type of thing over there, bed. Everything's going to be forgotten. That's bad news. Rav Yosef Chalos, Rav Yosef himself became sick. We know this, we've seen this throughout Shas. It was in Erevin a bunch of times. He forgot all of his learning. Adri Abaye came, Abaye sat in front of him, and he taught back everything. That's where we find all the places. He says, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav says, I never heard that before. Amale Abaye, no, Atam Risan Ne'alon, you're the one who told us this. Omehamas Nisan Risan, you told it from the following Braisa. So he ended up teaching him everything he had forgotten. Another story, when Rebbe learned 13 versions of the Mishnah, and that is that before we came up with the ultimate version, the way of the Mishnah, there were 13 different levels, different like manuscripts, if you will, of the Mishnah. And when Rebbe learned the 13 of them, he taught Rebbe Chia seven of these versions. So Rebbe got sick, and how did Rebbe Chia come in? Rebbe Chia came back, and he forgot all his learning, and he came in front of him in Hanu Shiva Ape Dagmari, and the seven that he taught to him, he taught him back. Shita Azdu, but six of them he lost. Havahu Katsura, there was a Katsura who the Ran says is a Koves, that's a person who works as a law in laundry. Have a Shmiel Lila Rebbe could have a Garislu. He used to hear Rebbe all the time saying all of them. And so he knew the six that were missing. He knew about Peh. And Azal Rebbe Chia Vagamar Yason Kamikatsa. Rebbe Chia went and he learned them from this guy, from the laundry guy. And then he taught it. He went to go talk to Rebbe. Ki have a chazi lay the Rebbe lahu katzer. When Rebbe would see this guy with his laundry guy, he would amalei Rebbe. He would say to him, Atos iso siv as chia. You made me and you made chia. You made us by giving us toyru. You give us life. Ikadami alchikam. Some say it was like this. Atos iso chia. You made chia. V'chia also saying he made me. Okay, another idea. If I'm Rabbi Alexandria, I'm Rabbi Chia Rabba, Gadol Neishe Nase L'chola, a Neishe that happened to a chola, in other words, someone who's sick who gets better, is Yosem and a Neishe Nase L'chanani Mishal V'Azariah. It's greater than the miracle that happened to Chanani Mishal and Azariah when the times of Nebuchadnezzar, when they didn't bow down to idols, and they said, if you don't do it, I'm going to throw you in the fire. And he said, do what you've got to do. They threw in the fire and they survived. Is greater the miracle that happened to someone who gets sick and gets better than that. Why? Because Shachanayim Shabbat Azariah Eish Shalhedyot. It was a regular fire that happened over there. And who can come over, take water, throw it in, and put it out? Okay, maybe they won't do it because of the fact that the Nebuchadnezzar is there, but it can be done. When it comes to a sick person, who can put out that which the Lord wants to be on fire? When a person's end has come, if this is the end, I call motion law. Anything can rule over him. There's nothing that can, it doesn't matter what it is. And Rashi says, "Via la miso, a filo zvuv, a filo yitush, even a fly, even a mosquito." Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Cain and Hevel, "Bahaya kol misi argeni." When Cain, Hashem goes ahead and he said he's in big trouble now because he has to go wander and he's removed his protection. He says, "Now anybody who meets me will end up killing me. Look, I don't stand a chance. I'm not protected." Rav Amar min adin kroy. He said, "We learn it from the following pasuk: Lemishpatecha amdu pasuk tehillah. Mishpatecha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. They're ready to fulfill your decrees." On those who stood for judgment today, for all are your servants. All of your servants mean they're ready to go, and they can take you out, take out whoever they want. Rabbi Bashila Amrele, we have story time, brings us out. Shachav Gavra Gavoa, there was once this tall guy, very tall man, and Havarachav Girdona Zutrat. He was sitting on a mule, a small mule. Rochev Pirda Ketana, as Ran says, a small mule, female mule, and Mota Tisora. They got to a place where there was a gesher, says the Ran, Tisora, and Istivit Shadye Vekoshachiv. This animal got Achzar Ruach Shtos, it went wild, says the Ran, Loosa Parda, Vishlicho Benar, Shichoso Benar, and threw him into the river, and he ended up dying. Koral Nafshe, and he said that on this pasuk, Lemish Betecham Doyom, that is that your decrees upon all for you have stood, and judgment today for all your servants, everything's your servants. Another story, Shmuel Chazi Lahu Akbar Yisiva al Akroksa. There was a scorpion that was sitting in the back of an Akroksa, croak, ribbit, Tzvardea, says Zeran. And the Over Nara, and it's going across the river. The what do you call that thing? The scorpion was using it as a boat. Tarka Gavru Mice, and the scorpion came off, and he ended up stinging a guy, and the guy ends up dying. Kari Alein, Shmuel said the same idea with this pasuk, which betecha amdo ayom, for your judgment, they're standing ready at your disposal whenever you need. So we see that the frog can't kill it, and the scorpion can't get to it, so they work together in order to go take care of business. Amar Shmuel, ein mevaker nesechola el lemisha chalotsaso chama. The type of person you come to visit is someone who has fever. Lafuke mai. Who's that coming to exclude? In other words, who do you not come to visit? Lafuki had the tanya, the following brisa. Rabbi Yosi ben Prata Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, im mevakan lo chol me'ayin, don't visit someone who has a stomach issue. And v'lo chol me'ayin, v'lo mechusei rosh. And not people that have an eye issue, and not somebody who has a headache. Says the Gemara, Bishlama chol me'ayin, we understand someone has a stomach issue that you don't go visit him. Mishum kisufa, because of embarrassment. Why is that? Maybe the guy's going to have to use the bathroom. Ask him, embarrassing. Ela chol me'ayin, mechusei rosh. What about when it comes to the eye issues? And the headaches, my time, why not visit him? Mishum Bihuda, Dam Bihuda, Dibura Kashilene. Speaking is bad for the eye, Umali Lishusa, Lishay, but it's good for a fever. Yeah, I thought that was strange. The Hagosagro changes Kashilene Lashosa. It's hard for both of these things. Rav is going to talk about fever now. Hi Ishsa, this fever, this concept known as fever, Ilav de Parvanka de Malacha Domosa. If it wasn't something that was used by the Malach HaMavis, says the Ran, Parvanka is a shliach, shal yado mesim, he uses it in order to kill people. If it wouldn't be for that it's used for a shliach, then Miley, it would actually be something which is good for a person. Beep, turn the page. Mem Aleph HaMavis. Kichizra the Dikri. Just like you have these thorns or prickly things that are in palm trees, because it goes ahead and it protects the palm tree. Chad letos yom, the fever comes once every 30 days. Vichi tiryaki legufa. If it comes every 30 days, then it ends up being this type of potion which is used in order to, the way the Lazi Rashi explains, trufa neged eris nechashim. It's a type of anecdote for poison from a snake. So you see the fever ends up burning up the body and killing off all the different pathogens in the body, and therefore it's a good thing. Rav Nachman Yitzchakomer Lohi Velotiryaka. Listen, I'd rather not have either. Don't give me the fever, and don't give me the medicinal properties of it. I'd rather not get either of them. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yonas and I'm Rabbi Yechiel. Arsen Yafa L'chol Refus L'Refu Aso. There's a type of food called arsen. It's good for a sick person in order to go ahead and to help them. My arsen. What's arsen, you ask? I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Chushla de sari atikasa dereish nafia. It's the peeled part of old barley corns that's taken at the beginning of when they would sift it. Okay. I'm Rabbi. Boyan bishula ke'ein bisa de tura. They need to be cooked a lot in order to be actually work. Looks like the way of a meat of an ox is prepared is to be cooked a lot. Rav Yosef Amar, smide de sari atikasa dereish nafia. He says that arsen is the fine flour of old barley corns. It's taken at the beginning of the sifting process. Now, Rabbi, boyan bishula kebisa de tura, they have to be cooked a tremendous amount, just like the meat of ox is set up. Amar Rav Yochanan, bordam ein mevakrim. The Ran explains that boredom is two words together, bor dam, It causes a person to bleed a lot. And that is boredom. Don't go and visit a person that has boredom. And don't even say the name. My timer. Why shouldn't I visit a person like that? Because it's like a flowing spring of blood. Says the Ran, and what happens is, sometimes he's use the bathroom, and it's painful for him. Why is it called boredom? Because it's like a bore of dam, it's just blood that's flowing. Okay, my friends, next part of the Mishnah, going all the way back to what we spoke about just a few days ago. What was that? Yeah, the Flamed Ches. That is, umirapeu refus ha-nefesh. You're allowed to go and heal him, a healing of the nefesh, but not of money. Heihi katani. Now, what in the world's going on? We would say healing of the nefesh and not healing of money. Ilema, if you want to say, we're assuming right now, let's say we're talking about a case and where the person making the neder is the one who's sick and the person who's not allowed to get in the anah, that is the doctor. That we say like this, the refus nefesh b'chinam, that the doctor is going to heal him for free, and if he's going to do it with money, it means he's doing it to get schar, paid. So that's what the Mishnah is saying over here, that the person who's the subject of the neder is allowed to go ahead, meaning the doctor. Namely, the doctor can heal the person who made the neder, but he can't take any payment, because then he's going to get hana. But the Gemara says that can't be, because that's really what you want to tell me, is that, listen, let's say straight up, just you heal him for free, but not with any money. Ella. Rather, we flip it around over here, and we're talking about the fact that the person who's sick is the one who can't get enough from the doctor. And this is what we're saying here. Refuas nefesh gufo, or a healing of the nefesh, means the body. Refuas mamon behemto, that of the money, means his animal, which is his nechasim. The reason why the guy's allowed to go and heal him, because this is a chiyav d'oraisa. You have to go. You have the knowledge. You have to go heal somebody. And therefore, he's doing it for the mitzvah. He's not doing it for the money. And he's not doing it because he wants to give the guy any sort of hana. But when it comes to the guy's property, so sorry, there's no chiyav to go and do such a thing. So if he ends up, the animal ends up dying, it's okay. Then he ends up dying. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Now, even though he's not allowed to help the animal, but he's allowed to tell the guy, you should just know, this particular medicine, yeah, it's probably going to be good for the animal. And this particular medicine is bad for this animal. That's an agav hana, and therefore, and he's not actually doing it straight up, so he's allowed to tell him what medicine. Zuck the next Mishnah, continuing on the ideas that people are allowed to go and perhaps have some sort of connection with each other, even though there's a net there between them. Verochiti moba ambati gadol, he's allowed to go and bathe with him in a very big bath, have a little bit katana, but not with a small one. The Ran explains, because then the water goes up higher when, if you have one person in the bath and no one comes in, then it raises the water level and goes more in the skin, and therefore it's going to give him some ano, and you can't do it in the katana. V'yashin mabimita, and they're allowed to sleep in the same bed together. Rabbi Yehuda comes and explains, and the Ran says he's explaining, he's not arguing. He says, when is that true? B'mosachamah, during the summer months. Have a little bit b'mosachamah, not during the winter months. Because he's going to give him hana from the fact that he's going to be warming him up during the winter and causing him to feel good at night, causing him to feel warm. Umesivon mita, they let him sit back and just chill on mita. Ran says, I feel be musa gashami during the rain season. The chiyai gav na lekachimim, because there's no heating when they're just sitting on a couch together. Ochlim al shulchan, they let him eat together on the same table. And the Ran says, we're not worried that maybe he's going to come to eat from his food. Avalomina tamchib is not eat from one big bowl. Ran says, im nosin lishneim ka'ar biachab, they give one bowl, that if one of them ends up eating a little, one ends up eating a lot, let's going to see one's giving it out to the next. Aval, ochel hum imo min a tamcha echozer, but it can be from a tamcha echozer, which means a very big bowl that certainly is going to be leftovers afterwards. Therefore, each one's eating to their heart's content, and they're not going to give hana one to the next. Tanya, we learned that, it's like the Heliga Gemara. Tanya, we learned that a braisa, lo yichatzimo bambatia, you should bambati, you can't go and bathe in the same bath. Velo yishinim b'mitha, you can't sleep in the same bed. Ben gedula ben gitana, what's bigger, it's small, divrei Rabbi Meir. Azag azok to Rabbi Meir. The Ran explains that he holds that it's a gezeira, the big ones, because it's going to end up doing the small ones. Rabbi Yehuda Amar says, Gedola v'mosa geshamim, they ought to be in a big bed, even a large bed during the winter. Ugetanas mosachama mutter. If it's during the winter, you can be in a big one, and you can be in a small one during the times of the summer, because again, it's not going to give any hana. Rochi timo bambati gedola, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to go and bathe with him in a big pool. Umazia imo begitana, and he's allowed to go. Mazia means to sweat, like a type of sauna, even in a small room. because that's not going to give any sort of raised temperature, whether it's going to give him any sort of anah. Aval meisiv imol amita said in the Mishnah, you let her go and lean on bed, let her like sit down on the couch. Vochli mol al shochani by the table. Avalom in a tamcha bina from a bowl, we're eating from another, and one's going to leave over more, and they're going to have it. Aval ochlu min a tamcha yechozi, let her give from tamcha yechozi, the thing's going to return when there's definitely leftovers. Amar Rabbi al riosi brabchani na min a tamcha yechozi lebal habayis, which we explain means it's going to back to the balabai. So there's going to be certainly a whole bunch of leftovers, and therefore no one's giving her no to anyone else. Zok the next Heiliger Mishnah, continuing with ideas of neder one to the next, what they're allowed to do or not. Lo yochli mo min ha'evos shelefnei apolim. You can't have if one is mudar enough from another, you're not allowed to be eating from the same. Evos is a trough, but what it means is Iran says, we're talking about over here, it's a very big bowl that's put in front of the workers. Because of the fact that they're working so hard, they're very hungry, and therefore they go ahead and they stuff it in like behemoths, and that's what's called an avos. Now, if one of them eats a little bit and then it's left over, the other one's going to get enough from it. And because of the fact that Polim don't ever return it to the balabais, therefore it doesn't say shayusa be'avos achozer. It's going to be mutter be'avos achozer because it doesn't happen. V'lo yaseimo be'oman. They're not allowed to work together in the same row of a vineyard. That is the words of Rabbi Meir. Did Rabbi Meir, and the Ron explains that the reason is because working together in the same vineyard, that what's going to happen is one goes ahead and makes the ground soft, and the other one's going to come, and he's going to end up being able to benefit from that he doesn't have to work as hard. And even if it's rachok from him, Rabbi Meir asks, because it's gozer rachok mishum karov kedisa v'gmar, the Gemara is going to explain. Did Rabbi Meir, they say, oseh, hu berachok mimenu, he's allowed to work in the same row as long as it's far away from him. Apparently he wasn't worried for this thing. Rashi said, Ran says, the Logazi Racha Katukarv, he doesn't go there, like we just said, against the previous opinion. But Karov Lo, Pligi Daser. Everyone agrees that if it's Karov that's next to it, then they're not allowed to go and work together in the same row. Ki Pligi, where they're arguing, Barachuk, if it's far. If Meir Savar Meir holds, Gazun Rachuk Mishum Karov, we make a Xer of Rachuk because of Karov, to come wrap a little Arakame, because what he's doing is by digging up the area, he's making it soft for the person, and it's being mahana him that he doesn't have to work as hard. Rabbanan Savar Lo Gazun, it says, we don't go to such a thing, we're not worried that he's going to come to be doing that, and therefore he's not giving him any anah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.